Thanks for listening in. You're tuned to Agriculture Today from the campus of Kansas State University. Well, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture ushered out what could be considered a preliminary overview of the agricultural economy ahead of the department's annual Ag Outlook Forum, which will take place in early 2018. We've invited back K-State Research and Extension agricultural economist Greg Ibendahl to offer his reaction to the numbers and what they might signify, not only nationally, but how they might relate to our current economic status agriculturally here in Kansas. But about this report, Greg, it's basically to give a comprehensive idea of where we stand in the farm economy.
Yeah, it's basically to kind of show where our net farm income is for this year and maybe give some outlook, maybe what it might be for next year. So, yeah, my take on the report is that I think the USDA is kind of thinking we may have bottomed out as far as net farm income because they're showing just a little bit of an uptick in net farm income for 2017.
In fact, they were talking of a 2.7% increase over 2016 numbers. And how do they arrive at that figure? What are they looking at that suggests this modest improvement?
Well, they kind of build an income statement based on the different sectors of the economy for farming. So they look at revenue and the expense side both, and then they break the revenue side down into the different crops and livestock components and look at those. So, I mean, really, it's really almost a tale of two different commodities. If you look at the crop side, I don't think they're showing any kind of increase there. But if you look at the livestock side, they're showing a little better situation thanks to some higher beef prices than what we expected and thanks to some good exports going in this year. So the beef side definitely is a higher revenue side than what the crop side is compared to what it was last year.
This, again, slight improvement in net farm income as they're talking about here. It's, to lend a number here, $63.2 billion nationally. You still compare that back to recent years where it's fallen short of those previous years in many respects.
Yeah, if you look at the USDA provided like a 20-year history of net farm income, and if you look at what it was they're forecasting for this year, we're kind of at that bottom level of what those numbers have gone over for the past 20 years. And if you look at our KFMA numbers, we're kind of the same way. We're kind of at a level of net farm income where we really haven't seen back since the 80s here. So certainly, I mean, we may have stabilized at what we are, but the level is pretty low. And if you compare that to like the last 5 or 10 or 15 or 20-year history of net farm income, we're well below that here. So, I mean, where we at is at a pretty low level right now.
As you noted, and as the USDA identified it, the tale of two commodities, the crops side, basically it's a factor of cash receipts being lower for crops, right?
Prices haven't improved any. We did see some record yields this year. I think they're still forecasting, at least I know, record yields for corn this year, and I think pretty close for soybeans. So, that always helps things out to have good production. But the other side of the revenue side is, in addition to having the quantities, you need the price, and we just haven't seen that improvement on prices yet.
What did the USDA say in this report about the costs of crop production, though? That's
That's still really been a kind of a positive for most farmers. I think, though, we're actually maybe starting to see that change. So really, the end of 2016 going into 2017, we've really seen some pretty low input prices for most farmers. Certainly fuel has been at levels we really haven't seen for a long, long time. So that has helped things. Fertilizer prices have been very attractive. They're probably at 5 to 10-year lows as far as fertilizers. So, and then we haven't really seen any increases in most of the other commodities either here, inputs. So really, farmers, their price situation as far as expenditures really hasn't been all that bad. I think that may be starting to change, though, because if we look at what happened with fuel prices at the second half of 2017, we saw a pretty good jump in diesel fuel prices, I think probably at least 50 cents a gallon here. So that's starting to affect farmers now. That will certainly affect their fuel prices going into next year. And the thing to keep in mind with fuel prices is that there's a very strong correlation between the oil price and what farmers pay for fertilizer. So I think going into next year, even though fertilizer prices have been really good, I think you're going to start to see fertilizer prices bounce back a little bit higher next year as well, thanks to oil prices being higher.
So that'll be something to keep tabs on very closely, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. I would, definitely if you're a farmer, I would start keeping an eye on and fertilizer, and maybe, if you see some opportunities to buy some, go ahead and take that under. I think you start to see right now, the P&K side hasn't really increased very much, but certainly the nitrogen side has started to increase a little bit.
Within this report as well, the USDA commented on the equity situation in farming and ranching. That's key, as everybody well knows, to solvency and continuing the operation. And what did the USDA have to say there?
Well, I think they were a little bit optimistic on the whole balance sheet situation. So they looked at farm equity actually increasing about 2-3% for this year, but they're basing that on higher land values. I don't think if you look at the land values in Kansas, we're seeing that kind of increase. So, yeah, I don't think our farmers here in Kansas are going to see that 2% or 3% increase in equity that the USDA is showing. In fact, we actually may show a little bit of a decrease if land values have continued downward here. And the other point they make is that the debt situation has increased about 3%. Well, I mean, if you factor that in with maybe there's a 3% equity increase, that may be okay. But like here in Kansas, if we're looking at a higher debt level and no equity, that's a bad thing for farmers. I think what you're really seeing happening is, you know, farmers have been taking on some extra debt to meet family living, and that's kind of end up rolling into the long-term land side of things for debt, which is where I think you're seeing the debt increase come. That to me, that's a troubling trend. It's not very much yet, but I think that's something to keep an eye on going forward.
We don't want to rest too heavily on the notion that the debt will be offset by the equity, in other words.
Yeah, that's what got us in trouble during the first farm crisis back in the 80s was that, you know, farmers really didn't take any extra debt during that time frame once the crisis was underway. What really happened was what made those debt-to-asset ratios jump up during the 80s was the fact that land values declined, whereas debt stayed the same and made those debt-to-asset numbers look really, really bad here. So from my perspective, the debt-to-asset ratio is really a trailing indicator if there's a problem or not. We're not going to see that ratio really jump up until we've actually been in a real bad situation for a couple of years. So, you know, our debt-to-asset ratio doesn't look bad now, but, you know, it's not going to look bad unless we really get a bad situation here. So we can't look at that as a guiding ratio to go by.
Yeah. Greg, something else that the USDA noted in this report, and don't know what it might shed some light on here, but it did bring up that the actual farm program payments that might be realized here in 2017, although crop prices are low, those ARC and PLC payments, broadly speaking now, will likely be lower as well, which is an interesting twist.
Yeah, you know, all that goes back to the choices farmers made back when the first bill first came out. So I don't know how many farmers would like to go back and maybe redo that here. So, you know, this could be a big factor going into the next farm bill discussion is, you know, how does all that play out? You know, certainly, you know, we would expect a farm bill would, you know, we would like us to pay us more money when net farm income is low. And we're not seeing that's kind of working the opposite right now. So, you know, that may guide discussions going forward in the next farm bill.
It's worth noting here that the Kansas Farm Management Association from here at K-State is going to be in the midst of putting together here over the coming months its report on net farm income here specifically in the state for 2017. So we are resting on what was reported last spring for 2016 net farm income. Do you see that the USDA's report parallels what we see currently as per KFMA data?
Well, I would say there's a strong correlation between the two, although it's certainly not a perfect correlation. So, you know, the USDA is looking at things being a little higher as far as net farm income. I would say my first take on this is that probably going to be the case for Kansas, too, because we do have more livestock than what the USDA looks at, you know, nationally. So I would say that we're probably going to look a little better just from that perspective. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not going to be, we're certainly at a real low level here. If you look at our net farm income from last year, it's probably close to the low of our, you know, 40-some plus years of computerized history here. So I think we're actually at a lower point as far as net farm income compared to what the USDA is from the start here. So really for Kansas, I would hope the only place we could go is up. But, you know, like I said, you never know what these things work out sometimes.
If it weren't for livestock receipts, we would truly be in a world of hurt in Kansas.
Yeah, I think so. I think we would probably actually be showing another decrease from what it was last year. But, you know, I think the livestock will actually bring that up a little bit. So I'm looking actually, my prediction, you know, if you force me to make one, I'm saying, I would say our net farm income for Kansas from our KFMA day would probably be a little bit higher than what it was last year.
Mm-hmm. Main message taken away from all of this, as you look at the broad economy agriculturally, seems to be on the precipice of potentially difficult times.
Well, I would say we're probably in the midst of difficult times right now. I guess my take on this is we may have bottomed out, but we're certainly that's a pretty low level to bottom out at here. So it's going to be a tough year, again, I think, going into 2018, unless we see something great improvement in prices here. Because as I mentioned earlier, I think our expenditure is going to be a little bit higher. If, you know, grain prices stay like what they are, I think it's going to be another tough year going into 2018. So I'm hoping farmers have been figuring out how to deal with this and make a go of it, because, you know, it's probably going to take a major drought in some part of the world before our grain prices really jump back up again.
Noting, though, that producers over the last couple of years have by the same token, made some adjustments. So they just need to keep rowing in that direction, basically.
Yeah, you know, farmers obviously, they adjust as need to, and I think they've been doing a good job of that. Certainly trying to manage your cash to get through, even though we don't have net farm income to support it. Farmers still need to come up with cash to meet their debt payments and family living here. And, one of the ways they've been doing that is by controlling expenditure. Certainly, they haven't bought near as much machinery. So, farmers are making a go. They've done that in the past, and I have full confidence they can do that in the future as well.
Very well. Well, we appreciate you coming over and lending your thoughts to what the USDA had to say about farm income and the numbers it put forth yesterday in its report. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks.
Research and Extension agricultural economist who specializes in farm management at K-State. That's Greg Ibendahl. Once more, the USDA offering up those numbers on farm income as it looks ahead to its Ag Outlook Forum early in 2018 and some of the key indicators from that report. This is Agriculture Today, and we'll be back on the K-State Radio Network.